Applying a different yardstick to religion, it is a common observation that people are very intelligent in their worldly affairs. They apply their reason as much as they can, they plan with understanding in every aspect, but in the matter of religion, their method is completely different. Here they think that asking an exalted religious personality to pray for them, visiting a shrine, paying a visit to an elder, reciting some words on the prayer beads, or repeating some rituals would ensure that their religious matters will be corrected automatically. But this dual approach is completely baseless. No one is going to benefit from this method. The fact is that just as man uses his intellect in worldly affairs, so he must use his intellect in matters of religion. In the matter of religion too, he has to use all the power of his consciousness. Without it, no one can be truly religious or deserving of paradise. Just as man uses his intellect in worldly affairs, so he must use his intellect in matters of religion. He has to use all the power of his consciousness. Without it, no one can be truly religious or deserving of paradise. The process of becoming a true believer is, in every sense, a conscious process. It is imperative for every man and woman to consciously explore, and then discover religion. Religiosity and piety should be conscious, not formal. One should make religion a part of his heart and mind in the fullest sense. One should embrace his religious life on the same conscious level as that of his worldly life. No one is an exception in this case. The greatest thing that God has given to man is his intellect and consciousness. Those who do not find religion at the highest level of intellect and consciousness and do not adopt it on this same level will be considered as irreligious in the sight of God, even if they seem to be religious at the formal level. Religiosity is a conscious process, not just a formal process.